Be'ezus Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori of David Simon of Yosef. However, it's also dedicated by Rabbi Dov Emerson in memory of his grandfather's Yartzeit, Meir Kalman ben Schneer Zalman HaKohen. In the matter of our learning this morning, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. And Baruch Hashem, I actually remember the name. Here we go. We're starting the brand new Perek on Daf Chaf Vav. Bishlosha Parakim Bashana Kohanim Nosanis Kapeim Arba Pamim Bayom. 3 times a year, Kohanim would duchen a possibility of 4 tefillahs a day. The Gemara is going to say this just means they daven they duchen every tefillah, and there are in some of these things 4 tefillahs a day. Shet b'shachris b'musaf b'mincha uvin ilas she'arim. Avis shachris musaf mincha and ila. B'tanios. So these are one of the 3 times. Now obviously there's no musaf on the taina, so that's why the Gemara doesn't have to fix this. B'tanios uvin ma'amados. And when the Jews would get together in Yerushalayim and in their cities to stand by the Karban, to be like the Bailam of the Karbanos, Uvi Yom HaKippurim, those are the 3 times a year that you can duchen a total of 4 times. Elohein Ma'amados, what are Ma'amados? Lefi Shenemar, it says by the Karban Tavim, Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, V'matal Hemes Karbani Lachmi, L'Ishai, Tishmeru, L'Hakur Libma'ado. So, who are the Bailam of the Karban Tavim? Klal Yisrael, the Bailam of the Karban Tamid. The Chihech, when it's the Karban, Vu Einom and Al-Gabov, how could it be that the Karban is being makriv and the owner of the Karban is not standing there? Right, the Kohanim are Shluchim to do it for us. So if the Kohanim are doing it for all of Klal Yisrael, where are the Yisrael and the Baalei HaKarban? Kiskinu Nevi'im Arishonim, Esrim Barba Mishmaros. So the Nevi'im Rishonim instituted 24 rotations, 24 shifts of Kohanim. Va'al kol Mishmar u'Mishmar ha'yamamad b'Yerushalayim shel Kohanim shel Nevi'im shel Yisraelim. And then there was also a Ma'amad made up of Kohanim, Nevi'im, Yisraelim. Machlokes Rishonim, what this means. Does this mean that there was also additional Kohanim who weren't part of the Mishmar, who were part of the Ma'amad? Or no, it means Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, meaning the Kohanim and Levim would serve in Beis HaMikdash, and the Yisraelim would serve in Yerushalayim. And there's another Machlokas HaRishonim. Well, right, so Rashi says that there were Kohanim and Levim in the Ma'amad also, but the Ritva says no, it means the only the Yisraelim were part of Ma'amados. Now, they would gather, the Yisraelim would gather together in 2 places. Yigiyaz mana mishmar lalos, when it came time for your rotation, your shift to go up to Yerushalayim, so Kohanim ulevim olim liYerushalayim. Kohanim ulevim go to Yerushalayim, and some Yisraelim would go to Yerushalayim also, the Mishnah leaves that out. But Yisrael sheba oso mishmar, miskansin la'arehen, they would get together in their own home cities. So the way the Mepharshim explained, some would go to Yerushalayim, and some would stay in their own home cities. And they would bring out Sifrei Torah, V'korin b'maisa b'reishis. They would read from the Sifrei Torah, they would read from Maisa b'reishis. The Mishnah is going to discuss exactly how they did it. And they would fast. Now it's in parentheses here, but Machlok is about the Girsa here. But the Yisraelim would fast 4 days out of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You don't want to go into Shabbos hungry. And you wouldn't go straight, they wouldn't fast on a Sunday, because going from the overeating of Shabbos and fasting on Sunday, so they would get weaker. Some say Yamusa doesn't really mean dying. We've seen plenty of Tanises on a Sunday, and people don't die from that. So Yamusa might be in Lav Dafka. It just might mean that they would get weaker. There is a Machlokas HaRishonu here. Rashi seems to say that only the people in the hometowns used to fast, but in Yerushalayim they wouldn't fast. Even the Yisraelim wouldn't fast. However, the ones that are standing there by the Karban in Yerushalayim, they wouldn't fast. However, the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash and the Ritva, right over here, write that no, even the Yisraelim in Yerushalayim also would fast as part of the Ma'amados. Now, what would they read in the Torah? I didn't say good morning to everybody. You want to make sure to say good morning. So, good morning, David Yoshua, Reuven, Reb Mordechai, Jonathan, Chanuch, Chanuch, Dr. Joe, Yitzchak, Harav Eliezer, Dov, Tzvika, and Shlomo David. Bayom HaRishon, on Sunday, they would read Bereishis and Yehirakiah, because he needed a minimum of 9 psukim. We'll see how that fits in. So they would read the first day, what was created on the first day, and Yehirakiah on the second day. B'sheni Yehirakiah Yikavu Amayim, day 2 and day 3. B'shlishi Yikavu Amayim Yimoros, 3 and 4. B'revi Yimoros Yishtriz Amayim, Yishtriz Amayim, 4 and 5. B'chamishi Yishtriz Amayim V'atotei Aretz, 5 and 6. B'shishi Totei Aretz V'yichulu Hashamayim, 6 and 7. Parsha Gedola, whichever of the 2 days was larger, Koronasa B'shnayim, you divide it up into 2 aliyahs. Uktana B'yachid, whichever one was smaller, they would read it only as 1 aliyah. B'shachris, now, they would read the Torah, B'shachris, B'musaf, so, Uve Mincha, all right, again, you read it like this. Yeah, I apologize. So, again, so it says the Mishnah, B'shachris Uve Musaf. B'shachris, they would read the Sifrei Torah and read it, and B'musaf, they would read it like this. Uve Mincha, however, Mincha, they would not take the Sifrei Torah out. Nichnasin V'koren Alpien, they would read it Ba'al Peh. Kikoren es Shema. They would read it Baal Peh. Now, normally you're not allowed to read Psukim Baal Peh, so maybe that's what it means here, Kikoren es Shema. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Maseches Brachos that any part of Torah that's normally also used for something else, like Tefillah, so then you are allowed to say it by heart. So to over here, if you're being mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, so presumably you are allowed to read it Ba'al Peh, like Shema. That's what it means. You can read it like Shema. Erev Shabbos, B'mincha L'Ayin Nechnasin. On Erev Shabbos, they would not read the Torah at all at Mincha, B'pnei Kavod HaShabbos. Even Ba'al Peh, they wouldn't read it. They covered HaShabbos because it was the timing. You needed to get out of there to be able to prepare for Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos, they would not read the Torah at Mincha.
They read the Tamid also?
Sorry?
The Tamid, the Korban Tamid, they read that. That's what they're all there for.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't think so.
So they read the Korban Tamid. Just read the...
I think they just read Bereishis. I don't think they read the Korban Tamid. I'm not sure, but I don't think so. Now, Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Halel Ein Mamid B'Shachris. Any special day, like Rosh Chodesh, let's say, that had Hallel, or like Chanukah, that Fiomi coincidence? Maybe. What does Rashi say? Any day that had Hallel, Kol Yom Shishbo Hal, Ein Bo Mamid B'Shachris. So any day that had Hallel, like Chanukah, Tosis. Oh, does Tosis say that? Ah, look at Tosis. Daf Yomi coincidence. B'chol Yom Shish Bo Hallel, Ein Bo Mamid Shacharis. Pirish Da'inu Chanukah. De B'shar Yontif, Lo Mishkachas Lo, below Carbon Musaf. Right. So any day that didn't have Hallel, only that had Hallel, excuse me, so then they wouldn't do this Mamid service at Shachris, Ein Bo Mamid Shachris. Mus, Karban Musaf, any day that had a Karban Musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, Ein B'Ne'ila. Not only would there no be Mamid by Shachris to say these extra prayers, so if any day that had Musaf, so there would be no Arichos, not only would there be no Arichos by Shachris, there would also be no, well, again, if there was Hallel, right? So then there would be no arichas by shachris and by musaf. Ain. So then b'ne'ilah. By ne'ilah there would be no extra tefillos. The Gemara is going to explain how you exactly apply this. Big machlokas. Carbon eitzim. Any day that they would bring the carbon eitzim was one of the 9 days that they had designated for different families to bring the wood for the mizbeach. Ein bo b'mincha. On the day that was the carbon eitzim, there would be no mamad service at mincha, because they used to bring the carbon eitzim close to mincha, and so there wasn't enough time for the whole mamad service. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. But by Ne'ila they would, right? These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Amelo ben Azai, kachay Rabbi Yeshua shone, carbon musaf ein b'mincha. Any day that there was carbon musaf, there would be no mamid, but mincha, but by Ne'ila there was. Shacharis and Ne'ila there was. But carbon eitzim ein b'Ne'ila. V'chazar Rabbi Akiva li'os shonek ben Azai. And Rabbi Akiva changed his mind, he backed out to agree to ben Azai. The Gemara is going to have an explanation here. Zman atze kohanim v'ha'am. The times of the carbon eitzim. The days that were set aside for the carbon eitzim. Tisha. I'm not sure what the word v'ha'am means here. Zman atze kohanim v'ha'am. I thought the zman atze kohanim, I don't know, maybe just that the people would bring it, that the people would bring these karbanos. Tisha. There were 9 days they would bring the karbanos. I guess it means, yeah, the different days the different families used to bring the karbanos, as the Mishnah is going to say. Be'echad ben Nisan b'nei Arach ben Yehuda. On the first of Nisan, that family would bring from the Shevet Yehuda. Be'esrim b'tamuz b'nei David ben Yehuda. 20th of Tammuz, family of David. B'chamisha b'av b'nei Parash ben Yehuda. The 5th of Av, Parash. B'shiva bo of Av b'nei Yonadav ben Rechev, who were the sons of Yisro. B'asara bo, the 10th of Av, we saw this quoted the other day in the Daf, b'nei Sana ben Binyamin. B'chamisha asar bo, right, we saw that they didn't fast. Remember the people on 10th of Av, When Tisha B'Av was a nidcha, they wouldn't fast the whole day, if you remember. The chamisha asar bo b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda. V'imahem, kohanim, luvim, v'chol mishato b'shifta, he didn't know what shevet he was from. U'b'nei gonvei eli, b'nei kotzei k'tzios, all these other families used to bring on the 15th of Av. A special yantiv, as we'll see. Be'esrim bo b'nei pachas mar ben Yehuda, on the 20th of Av, the people of pachas ben Yehuda would bring. Be'esrim be'elul b'nei Adin ben Yehuda. Be'echa b'teves, shavu b'nei parosh, shnia. They got a second day, this family, because they donated to bring wood twice. They got an extra, in the times of Ezra, they agreed to bring the karbanos, they agreed to bring the wood, and therefore they got a second day. Be'echa b'teves. Now, the first day of Teves, which we just had 3 days ago, Be'echad b'Teves l'haya bo mamad. So then there was no mamad at all. Shehaya bo halel, karban musaf, v'karban eitzim. So it had everything. So it knocked out the mamad service from all four tefillos. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha dvarim iru es avuseinu b'shivasar b'tamuz. 5 terrible tragedies happened to our forefathers on the 17th of Tammuz. V'chamisha b'tisha b'av. And 5 things happened on Tisha B'av. B'shiv asar b'tammuz. On the 17th of Tammuz, nishtabru haluchos. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. U'batel ha-tamid. They stopped bringing the carbon tamid in the Beis HaMikdash. V'huvka ha-ha'ir. The walls of the city of Yerushalayim, Bizman Bayis Sheni, were broken down. Vesaraf Afustimus Es HaTorah. And Afustimus was a Greek general in the times of Bayis Sheni. He burnt the Torah. Which Torah? So the Tiferes Yisrael in his commentary on the Mishnayos writes that there was one Sefer Torah they had in the Beis HaMikdash called the Sefer HaZara that Ezra HaSofer wrote. That was the Sefer Torah they used to use to check all the other Sefer Torah to make sure that they were kosher. They would check the original text off this one. So that's why he... Others say he burnt a lot of Sefer Torah. It means Saraf Es HaTorah. It means wherever he could find the Sefer Torah, he burnt it. But others say no. It just means the Sefer that was in the HaZara. Vehemid Selem Vehemid Selem Behechel. So there's two Girsos here. There's Vehu Amad and Vehemid. So if it's Vehemid Selem Behechel, it's the same guy. Vesarav Afustimus Asator Vehemid Selem Behechel. And the same dude, Afustimus, in Bayis Sheni, put an idol in the Beis HaMikdash. Others have the Girsa Vehu Amad, which means it's talking about Menashe Melech Yehuda, but in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, he placed an idol in the Beis HaMikdash. And what were the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av? B'Tisha B'Av Nigzal Av Hasein Nishal Yikonsul Aretz. The decree in the Midbar was that Klal Yisrael would not go into the land of Israel after the Chet HaMeraglim. V'Charav HaBayis Barishona, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. U'Vashnia, and the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'Nilkada Beitar. The city of Beitar, which had thousands and thousands of Jews living there, and there was a great king in the city, Bar Kokhba, who was also known as Bar Koziva, and Klal Yisrael and all of the Gedolei Torah, including Rabbi Akiva, thought he was going to be Mashiach. And he was killed, and all of them got killed, and it was a terrible day of tragedy like the day of the Churban. This happened 52 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. It happened 52 years after the second Churban. They thought Mashiach was coming, so says in the Yerushalmi, and also in Eicha Rabasi. And the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over by Turnus Rufus, who was one of the Roman generals. And he turned Jerusalem into a plowed over city, as the pasuk says in Eicha, Tzion Sadeh Techaresh. Pasuk says in Micha, excuse me, Tzion Sadeh Techaresh, that Yerushalayim is going to be plowed over. Says the Gemara, Mishenichnas Av Mema'atid B'Simcha. When the month of Av rolls around, we already start reducing Simcha. We don't get married. We don't make a Sudas Erisin. And the Mishnah continues, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Socho, but even though Rosh Chodesh Av were Mematim B'Simcha, so Shavua Shechal Bo Asar Mila Saper U'Mila Chabes. You're already not allowed to take a haircut, and you're not allowed to wash clothing. U'V'Chamishi, but on Thursday, the Thursday before Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, Mutarin M'Pnei Kavod Shabbos. You're allowed to do laundry, according to the Mishnah, for the honor of the Shabbos. Right? The minhag of the Sfardim is much closer to the Mishnah about that Shavua Shechalbo, they don't... We already, the Ashkenazim, already stopped doing these things, taking a haircut already from the 3 weeks. Not just Shavua Shechalbo or Rosh Chodesh Av. We already we stopped taking a haircut from the 3 weeks. We already stopped doing laundry already from Rosh Chodesh. Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin. So on Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat the last meal before Tisha B'Av, two cooked foods. That's why we have the custom to eat one cooked food and one baked food, an egg and a piece of bread. But you shouldn't eat shnei tavshilin to start getting already into the morning. Zeicher l'chorban. And the more cooked foods you have, the more joy you have. We want to be mamayit in the joy, so says the Rush. Lo yochal basar v'lo yishte yayin. At that meal, you should not eat meat or drink wine. We have the custom to not eat meat or drink wine already for the whole 9 days. But in the Mishnah it says, just in the Suda Mafsekas, you shouldn't eat meat or drink wine. Um,
Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees. Omer Yishane. Just you should have something different than your normal meal. Like if you usually have two tavshilin, then you should have just one. If you usually drink 10 cups of wine at the meal, you should drink 5. If you usually have a lot of people at the meal, you should have fewer people. But there's no iser to eat meat or drink wine at the Suda Mavsekas, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayv B'Kfiyas Hamita. Rabbi Yehuda says that on Tisha B'Av you have to turn the bed over. The types of beds they used to sleep in, they used to have a certain type of cots that you could turn it over and still sleep in it. V'lo hodu lo chachamim. The chachamim say you don't have to do that on Tisha B'Av. That was a minig in Avelos, but not on Tisha B'Av. You didn't have to do that on Tisha B'Av according to chachamim. I was listening to Rabbi Leibowitz this morning on the bike. He quoted that Rav Schechter says that that's the reason why we cover the mirrors during Shiva. Because the idea of turning over the bed is that the Tzelem Elokim in a person got flipped on its side, got flipped over. We by our averos, our sins, so we cause the Tzelem Elokim to be flipped over. So that's why you cover the mirror. You don't want to look at human beings. Although people at a Shiva house seem to pass around pictures of the Nifter, so maybe that wouldn't be appropriate, but the minhag seems to be that people do that. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lo hayu yamim tovim liYisrael kechamisha asim ba'av uchiyom haKippurim. Klal Yisrael did not have as such great holidays like the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur, because on the 15th of Av and on Yom Kippur, that's what it sounds like, Shemhem benos Yerushalayim yotzos bechli lavan she'ulim, everybody would borrow, even the rich girls, would borrow white dresses. They wouldn't embarrass somebody who didn't have a white dress. So everyone used to borrow them, so they wouldn't know who was borrowing and who was using their own. You have to dip all them in a mikvah. Maybe the previous owner was a nida. The daughters of Jerusalem used to go out and dance in the white dresses in the vineyards on the 15th of Av and on Yom Kippur. Umahayu Omros, what song would the girls sing when they danced? Bachor, Sana Inecho Re'e Ma'ata Borerlach. It was a big shidduch situation. On the 15th of Av, that's why many people have the custom to get married on the 15th of Av. But even in Yom Kippur, apparently it was a day of shidduchim. And the women would sing and say, don't see what woman you're going to choose. In other words, that's what the beautiful women, the women who are very good looking, would say, Bachar, Sana Necher Ema'ata Borelach. Because the Gemara says in one place, Ein Isha Elo Liyofi. I'll have to figure out what that means exactly. So the beautiful ones would say, choose a beautiful woman to be your wife. Because Ein Isha Liyofi. Now, what were the ones who weren't so beautiful? What would they say? Would they have good yichas? The Miyuchasos would say, Al titenenecha benoi, don't look and see who is beautiful. Tenenecha b'mishpacha, see who has good yichas. And what about the girls who wouldn't have good yichas? What would they say? They would say, Sheker achein v'hevel ayofi. Yichas is false. Beauty is meaningless. Isha yiras Hashem hitis halal. A woman who is a yirei shamayim, that's what you should choose. Ve'omer, tnu lami priyadea, yehelu abashar maseah, that a girl who does great acts of kindness and mitzvos, that's priyadea, vihalu abashar maseah, they will praise her actions in the gates. Ve'chenu omer, similar pasuk in Shir HaShirim, just like we said before that Yom Kippur is a Yom Simcha, that the girls would go dance in the vineyards. So there's a remez to this from the pasuk Chayinu Omer, Tse'eno Re'eno Benos Tzion Ba'melech Shlomo. Daughters of Tzion, go out and look at Melech Shlomo Ba'atar Shitrelo Imo in the crown that his mother made for him. When should you go out? When should the daughters go out? B'yom Chasunaso Uv'yom Simchas Libo. B'yom Chasunaso Zematan Torah, which is on Yom Kippur, which is the day that of Matan Torah that the second luchos were given. Over Yom Simchas Libo, Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash. On the day that the Beis HaMikdash was dedicated, that's also a day of Simcha, Sheibana B'mehera V'yameinu. It should be built speedily. What's the simple pshat of the pasuk? That what's batar shi'itro lo imo? So the binos tzion is a reference to, or some explain the pasuk to mean that the sons who are mitsuyanim Lashem, they have a bris mila, they have tefillin, and they have tzitzis. They should go out and look at the Atarash Itcherlo Imo, who that's Knesset Yisrael, which is Imo, which is called the mother. La Melech Shlomo, that's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shua Melech Shalom Shalom. So they should go and see the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash, which had beautiful Tchelas Agama Talas Shani, and Klal Yisrael built this for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Biyom, on the day that they got married to Hashem, Biyom, that they got married to him, namely the day the Mishkan was built, that's the day that Klal Yisrael married the Ribon Shlom. Or Matan Torah was the day of the marriage, that's the day that Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the husband, gave the Luchos, which was the wedding ring, to Klal Yisrael. But there's also an additional hint that the Benos Tzion would go and dance in those days. Biyom Chasunas of Yom Simchas Libo v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's that pshat. That's what the Medrash explains on the Ran explains that way. That's what it's referring to. That Biyom Chasunas, there was a special day of Simcha of Matan Torah that Klai So would marry a Kadosh Baruch Hu of Yom Simchas Libo, the day of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, where that day of what happened on Yom Kippur would be extended. The Gemara is going to have more explanation about this pasuk. Says the Gemara, Bishlosha Prakim Bishana Kohanim Nosinis Kapeim. 3 times a year, Kohanim would duchen 4 times a day. Tanios, asks the Gemara, what do you mean? What do you mean? Tanios Amamados Miyika Musaf. There is no Musaf on Tanios Amamados. What does the Mishnah mean that you would duchen 4 times a day on Tanios Amamados? Says the Gemara, no. Chisur Maxavach Tani. There are words missing in the Mishnah. B'shloshim prakim kohanim nosim kol zman shemispalim. 3 days a year, the kohanim would duchen at every tefillah. V'yesh mehen, of those 3 days a year, some of them had 4 prayers. V'yesh mehen, arba pam b'yom, shachris u'musaf, u'mincha u'ni'il sh'arim. V'elohen shloshim prakim. What are the 3 times a year that you would duchen every day? Tanios. So, you would duchen at shachris Mincha and Ni'ila, Uma'amados, also Shachris, Mincha and Ni'ila. V'yom HaKippurim, you would duchen Shachris, Mincha, Musaf, Mincha and Ni'ila. Amar v'nachon amar rabbi ravua, zu divi rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir that would say you would duchen at every tefillah. Avol chachamim omrim, no. The chacham disagree. Shachris u'musaf, yesh behen nesias kapayim. Shachris and Musaf, you do duchening, according to Chachamim. We're going to see it's Rabbi Yehuda. Mincha uni'ila, ein behem nesias kapayim. So Rabbi Meir says, Yom Kippur, you duchen 4 times. Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ni'ila. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Yom Kippur, you only duchen 2 times. Shachris and Mincha, not Musaf and Ni'ila. Man Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda. The Sani Shachris and Musaf Mincha Ne'ila Kul and Yesh Benesis Kam Div Rab Meir. Rab Meir says you duchen at Shachris and at Musaf and at Mincha and at Ne'ila. Rabbi Huda Omer, no. Shachris and Musaf Yesh Benesis Kapayim. Shachris and Musaf Yeduchen Mincha Ne'ila Ein Behem Nesis Kapayim. However, Mincha and Ne'ila you don't duchen. But my Kamifli, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Meir Savar, Kol Yomet HaMailo Pashikani Adai B'min Chasa. Why do the Kohanim not duchen every day at Mincha? Mishum Shichrus. Shachrus and Musaf, you haven't eaten yet. But Mincha time, you already ate. We're afraid you're going to get drunk. And a Kohen is not allowed to duchen when he's drunk. So therefore, you don't duchen at mincha every day. But on a fast day where you're not eating, so you're allowed to duchen at mincha. Ha'inna leka shichrus. So, mincha and ne'ila, you also duchen.
This is why we have Bekos Kainam on prospect.
What's that? Yes. Yes, well, I'll speak about it in a minute. Rabbi Huda Savar, Shachrus and Musaf, Dechol Yom Alo Shchiach Shichrus, Shachrus and Musaf, that there's never any Shichrus, Lo Gazbu Rabbanim. But Mincha and Ila, Dechol Yom Shchiach Shichrus, since on a regular day, you don't do it at Mincha and Ila because there's Shichrus. So too, Gazbu Rabbanim. So Rabbi Huda holds the rabbis decreed even on a fast day, don't do it on Mincha, because if we let you Duchen Mincha on a fast day, you might come to Duchen Mincha on a regular day. Rabbi Yossi Sabra, no. Mincha, Deisa B'chol Yom HaGazber Rabbanan. Mincha, you daven every day, so the rabbis will make a gzer. But Ne'ila, Deisa B'chol Yom HaGazber Rabbanan. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you could Duchen Shachris, Musaf, and Ne'ila, but not Mincha.
We'll get to that in a second.
Great point, Dr. Joe. Amar Rida Marav, Halacha Karabi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Noago Amkarab Meir, Rav Arminik Rab Meir. Manda Malach Karab Meir, Darshin Lebi Pirka. You're allowed to publicize the Psak. Manda Amar Minog, Midrash Lo Darshin. We don't publicize it, but Oruye Morinan. If someone comes to ask us what to do, we'll pask him privately. Umanda Amar, Umanda Amar, Noagu, Urielo Marin, well, you won't even pass him for a guy. But if a guy goes up to Duchen at Mincha, we won't stop him. Rav Nachman Amar, no, Halach Rabbi Yossi, that we Duchen at Shachris Mincha, at Shachris Musaf and Ne'ila, but not by Mincha. V'Halach Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara concludes Halach Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, why nowadays do we duchen at Mincha? On a fast day. We yes duchen Mincha on a fast day. Since the minhag is to daven nowadays on a fast day, very late in the day, towards the end of the day, when it's almost dark, kitfiyos ne'ila damya. It's considered like ne'ila. Many poskim hold that if you daven mincha gedola in Eretz Yisrael on a fast day, you do not duchen, but we do say birkas kohanim. But if you daven late mincha, towards the end of the day, you do duchen. Because of exactly what the Gemara just said over here. The kulayah, and that's what Yitzchak points out, that's why even our minhag is to say, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Barchena Barucham Shuleshes by mincha, we do say that. The kulayah amias shikar asur b'nisiyas kapayim. Everyone agrees that a shikar, someone who's drunk, is not allowed to duchen. Minohani, Mili, Amar Mishab and Levi, Mishab Bar Kapara, Lama Nismacha Pashas, Kohen Mevarech. Why is Pashas Baloscha of Dabel B'nei Yisrael, Amor Lahem, is right near Pashas Nazir? Lomar Lach, Ma Nazir, Pashas Nasa. Pashas Nasa. Why is Nazir right near Duchening, Lomalach, Ma Nazir Aser B'Yayin, Af Kohen Mevarech Aser B'Yayin. Maska Avod Rebbe Zera, Ba'amila Oshaya Bar Zavda, Ima Nazir Aser B'Chartzen. A Nazir is not even allowed to eat grapes. Af Kohen Mevarech Aser B'Chartzen. I'm Rebbe Tzach Marka, L'Sharso U'Levarech B'Shmo. Ma Mishari, it's just like a Kohen doing work in the Beis HaMikdash. Mutar B'Chartzen, he's allowed to eat grapes. He's just not allowed to drink wine. Af Kohen Mevarech Mutter Bechartzan. Says the Gemara, Ima Mishoris Baal Mumlo. Af Kohen Mevarech Baal Mumlo. Maybe you think that a Kohen is a Baal Mum, can't duchen? How can we learn in Megillah that he's allowed to duchen if the people recognize him in his own hometown? Says the Gemara, Iskish Le Nazir. No, we compare a Kohen Mevarech to a Nazir and so just like a mum doesn't disqualify a nazir, so too a mum doesn't disqualify duchenin. Says the Gemara, my chaz the matches the kula akish the chumra. Says the Gemara, asmachten in the midrabanan lukula. The reason we make the hekish to nazir to be lenient is because since these are all dinim midrabanan, so we're going to be always be more lenient. Just to close Dr. Joe's point, The Rush is medayik from this Gemara that you're not allowed to eat before Musaf, because there's no problem of shchichei shichras by Musaf. No one's worried about shichras by Musaf. Must be you're not allowed to eat before Musaf. In Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted that you're not supposed to have a big meal before Musaf. You're allowed to take a little bit of a taste of something. The Bach says it's not a real halacha. It's just he's medayik from the Lashon of the Rush. It's the minug is not to eat. This comes up in the yeshiva that I went to. It's called Kamri Avna. They used to, on Rosh Hashanah, they used to make kiddush before Musaf, because before Tkiyas Shofar, because they didn't want to, it was already past Chatzos, they didn't want to fast the whole day Rosh Hashanah, so they would make kiddush and have a little piece of cake. You're allowed to have a kezayis, but not a beta, not a kebeta, because you're not supposed to have a full meal. In the camps also, in the summer camps, they tend to give the little kids kiddush before Musaf. That's based on this Gemara. So the Rush says, you know, that the adults, really, the bar mitzvah boys should do. When I was growing up, I'm trying to think, did they let the bar mitzvah kids have, I think they even everybody, the whole camp, used to even the bar mitzvah boys used to eat, make kiddush and have a little piece of cake before Musaf, because it was a long davening. They didn't want the kids to sit through a long davening. They would give them a little food. So the Rush is, when die, you're not supposed to have a full meal before Musaf, a little kiddush, Dr. Joe, on a little bit. You shouldn't have a whole meal, but a little kiddush on Simchas Torah before Musaf, would be okay. Okay.
The source for Kiddush Club, Travis?
Kiddush Club. Oh, the source of Kiddush Club. Yeah, okay, there we go.
And what are you talking about?
I don't know anything about that. Not in my opinion.
It's definitely a question of how simple store we have a massive Kiddush.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Mordechai, you're on mute.
We have a little bit of Dushman.
Oh, sorry, one second. My computer's also on mute. One second. Yeah, go ahead, Mordechai.
Remember which one?
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.